Hey guys, I'm Carson, and welcome back to a Team Avengers podcast. I'm here with Landon.
Hi guys.
And today I'm doing the intro, and we are talking about Black Panther today. Now, my thoughts on this character, he is an amazing character. He is amazing. And T'Challa, if you don't know, is Black Panther. And if you don't know, there is going to be a new Black Panther movie. And I don't really remember
much. Yeah, I think he glitched out there for a second, guys. Sorry. I think what he meant to say was he didn't remember the name. And I believe it's Wakanda Forever. Go ahead, Carson.
So, the person who plays Black Panther, if you don't know, he recently passed away. And they will be doing the movie without him, and some people think it is going to be his sister in the movie that takes the role of Black Panther and continues the legacy. So, Landon, what are your thoughts on Black Panther and the movie?
Yeah, I think he's an awesome character. Sad to see him go so soon, because he just brought a really cool new kind of style to the MCU. He came in with, I'm not saying other characters aren't like athletic. Like, of course there's super athletic characters, but like real, like top human, like nature, obviously he has powers, so I'm not saying humans can do that, but just really, I don't know, I really like that he's so like, yeah, athletic. I know that sounds cliche, but still, I really like that. It brings a new aspect. And like Carson was saying, some people think that his sister might take on the role, but personally, I'd like to see it be somebody different. I don't mean that in like a rude way or anything, but I don't know if his sister is quite fit to play that role. I kind of like her as the Tech Whiz. I think it needs to be... I really wish that Killmonger would come back and play him as Black Panther, because he basically kind of turned good at the end of that at the end of the Black Panther movie, and I really like to see him again. But obviously he's dead, so yeah, I don't know who it would be. Carson, back to you.
Yeah, I totally agree with Landon. I have no idea who would take on the role of Black Panther, but I have no idea who they might bring in if it wasn't his sister, though. So, and what do you think about the villain of the Black Panther movie? What was his name again?
Killmonger.
Yes. What are your thoughts on him, Landon?
Like I was just saying, I really like him too. I also really like Michael B. Jordan as an actor. So it's just cool seeing him in there, and I thought he did an amazing job in Black Panther the movie, and I don't know, I'd like to see him again, but obviously he died in that first movie, and he brought a really cool thing to it. Kind of that bizarro, where it was like basically playing fire with fire. Basically a Black Panther versus a Black Panther. I really like that aspect. Carson, back to you.
I also like how, let's just talk about Black Panther's suit for a second. As you know, it is made out of vibranium, the resource in Wakanda that is lighter than air and stronger than metal. And they made Captain America's shield out of it. They have made a lot of stuff out of it over the years, and I like to see how they made his suit out of vibranium, because it's basically indestructible. What are your thoughts on that, Landon?
Yeah, I personally think he has the coolest suit in the MCU. Just looks really cool. I don't know. It's just, I don't quite know how to describe it, but it's really awesome. I definitely also like the suit up scenes where he'll show up for a fight or something and he'll be like, "Bring it on, Wakanda forever." And it'll just like zoom and like cover up his face. I think that's cool. Definitely cool, some cool suit ups too. Carson?
So, I think that's all we have for you today, guys. Any other thoughts about Black Panther and the past movies that he's been in, Landon?
First movie he showed up in was, I believe, Civil War, and that is where they were in the conference room, and it was bombed, and that's where his dad died, and that got him real angry, and so he was in kind of the rest of that movie, fighting off people, and then he showed up in his own movie, Black Panther, I think, was the next one after that. And then I think it was just Infinity War and Endgame after that, I believe. So he has, I mean, he's been in quite a few movies, but only four. And some of those he hasn't had huge roles in. Like Endgame. Of course, he didn't show back up till the end. Because he was blipped away. But, yeah, those are some of the past movies he's been in. Carson?
Yeah, and I think that's all we have for you guys today. And see you on the next episode.
Yep, this has been Team Avengers. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.